Time for our weekly visit with Roy Smith. Sorry, Roy. Morning, Roy.
Morning, Randy.
Well, again, another weather market factor here yesterday again, so it's I guess that's the way it's going to be here until we get things straightened out.
It really is. It's typical to a weather market. The crop report on Monday was really bullish, and the weather has been pretty dry all week, but the market went down because they're anticipating rain over the weekend, so it's a sort of a case of the market anticipates the weather changing before it really does change.
Yeah, kind of the buy the rumor, sell the fact type thing.
Something similar to that, yes.
Now, with the all eyes on this on the weather, anything else that would be a big market? We got a big crop report coming up. Was it next Friday?
I'm not real sure when it comes up, but yes, we do have a crop report coming up. The other thing I guess I'd mention is that the basis this week has sort of taken a beating. The earlier day this week when the beans were down so hard, the basis also here in eastern Nebraska widened out by about a dime. So that's a sign that the demand is not nearly as great for the real thing as it is for the futures. And so we got in that particular case, we ended up both of them down, going down hard in the same day.
And that gets hard to take, especially when you start moving that basis the way it is. Do you think that basis will come back?
You know, I know on the beans, I'm not sure. On the corn, we'll probably see the basis be pretty good, and you know, I guess maybe I might anticipate it even improving some with the price down like it is, because it'll mean farmers won't be selling. But until the crop is pretty much in the field, and you know, we see we're out of the danger of any big weather problems, I don't really think the corn basis is going to get any worse, and hopefully it might stay where it is or get a little better. The soybeans are just the other way around. We just got so many soybeans available right now that the market's not really wanting to buy them.
Would that, or like a rust scare or something like that, move that?
Well, it would move the futures, but I doubt that it would move the basis very much, because what we've got now is anticipation that we're going to need the beans in the future, in 2008 and on out, but we don't really need them right now. So regardless of what the futures market does, the basis is probably going to stay wide. And local basis here in Cass County got almost to a dollar under the nearby futures. Not quite. I think it was 98 cents earlier this week. So the market's telling farmers should have moved those beans a few weeks back, because we really don't, we'd prefer that you don't bring them now.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if somebody wants more information from you, how do they find you?
Roy@soyroy.com is my email address. Soyroy.com is my website.
All right, Roy, visit with you again next week.
Okay, we'll talk to you later.